most of us have at one time or another gone on a diet. But for some, dieting can take a dangerous turn, evolving into a life-threatening illness. WTOP's Jenny Glick takes a look at eating disorders as we begin our series, Starving for Perfection.
Kendall Baker was in middle school when she started to become obsessed with dieting and losing weight. She had been bullied over her prosthetic eye. A website taunted her.
All day, every day, it was, I'm starving, I need to eat, I can't eat. Looking back now, I can see that it was depression, and I think I was an anxious kid.
At 15, Kendall was diagnosed with bulimia after she collapsed on Thanksgiving. Over a 10-year period, she would be admitted to 6 different residential treatment programs. It would take her 8 years to graduate from college and rob her of summer fun.
My parents have a finished basement in their home, and I spent the entire summer in that basement just binging and purging back to back to back.
Finally recovered, Kendall would unbelievably lose her best friend, Katie, to anorexia last year. Katie was only 30.
She said over and over and over again, I want to live. I don't want to die. I want to fight.
According to the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa, anorexia has the highest death rate of all psychiatric illnesses. Dr. Irene Rovira is the psychology coordinator at the Center for Eating Disorders at Sheppard Pratt.
About 20 to 30 million Americans struggle with an eating disorder. You're basically trying to heal an internal issue with an external solution. It's like your car, you know, needs a new transmission and you take it in for a paint job.
Looking back, Kendall realizes now her cycles of starvation were really about
control, absolutely, and feeling so out of control of everything else. There is one thing you can control, and that's what you put in your mouth.
Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
For more information and to find help, you can check WTOP.com and search eating disorder. You can hear Jenny's next report tomorrow.